This is WPR News.
For Earth Day, PBS Wisconsin is launching a new series on climate action titled Field Notes on Climate. The series is geared towards students in grades 6 through 12.
Each episode explores climate issues and potential solutions, including some from here in Wisconsin, like one from Madison East High School student Andy Nguyen. After seeing broken and unused bikes in the bike rack, he started the Madison East Bike Repair Club.
With a background in cycling and bike repair, I decided to put my talent to use and educate my peers on how to repair bikes. I see climate change as a big issue because we only have one planet. So biking opens up another form of transportation that people can consciously choose and reduces the reliance on cars and just riding my bike. It helps you get a better perspective on the world.
You can see full episodes at pbswisconsineducation.org/fieldnotes. To hear more about the series and youth activists, we have Kylie Kopp, producer, and Ami Eckard-Lee, host of Field Notes on Climate. Ami, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Kylie, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Kylie, when we check out Field Notes, what are we going to see? Give us a quick overview.
Yeah, so Field Notes on Climate is an educational series produced for classroom use, but it really is relevant to everybody. So anybody who is curious about climate can go and watch this series and learn something new. But the series is kind of targeted towards 6th through 12th grade learners, and we interview a series of perspectives around a climate change topic. So we're interviewing climate experts and stakeholders and community volunteers and change makers who are actively mitigating and adapting to climate change in their communities.
I mean, students might feel like they've heard a lot about climate change. How do you present the information differently to engage those kids in that age range?
Well, we talk a lot about solutions and positivity. And I think that is maybe what I hope makes the show a little bit different, a little more positive, and a little bit more relatable, because I see climate change as something that can be overwhelmingly global, you know. And if I think about how much I'm driving my car, is that really going to make a difference compared to huge companies and corporations with all their emissions? So bringing it down to a community level, and we make a point of showing kids, youth who are actually doing stuff, and making it super relatable in that way, like place-based. It's all in Wisconsin, and then real people doing real things across all kinds of sectors and areas that you might not even think of relate to climate change. But in the end, the climate is, you know, the air we breathe and our day-to-day environment. So of course it relates to everybody. And I try most of all as the host not to be patronizing, because kids are really smart, and they usually get it. And I think you lose your audience really fast if you talk down or water things down to them at all. And so that's like my worst nightmare, is treating kids like they don't know something, because they do.
I want to ask for a moment that stuck with you in this experience. Kylie, I understand one of yours was in a wild rice segment.
Yeah, so one of the moments that really stuck with me from the show was when we were interviewing Gretchen Garish up at Trout Lake Station in northern Wisconsin. She was showing me how to take a sediment core from the bottom of the lake. So she would take this tube and shove it through the water, down into the soil, and kind of like you play with like your drink at a restaurant. You have like your straw, and you put your thumb on the top of the straw, and then you pull it out. That's what they kind of did with the suction of the tube. So they pull out this section of sediment, and they're sifting around in this muck looking for wild rice seeds. And in this moment, they're just kind of playing in the mud, and Gretchen is talking about how she loves her job because she just gets to play outside all day and get dirty and mess around with stuff like you did when you were a kid. And I think that moment really stuck with me because it stood out, like that moment stands out to me in a lot of the interviews we do with like our climate experts, people who are doing climate research professionally. A lot of them have this childlike wonder and this just passion about what they're doing and what they're learning and sharing it with others. And I think that that moment is really magical because we also get to interview a lot of youth who are kind of like in that early stage of like figuring out what they want to do for their career. So it's almost like looking into like a crystal ball and seeing these kids' future as we're interviewing climate experts.
Amiya, briefly, you got to get your hands dirty getting that sediment core. You're out in prairies talking about bees. Was it fun to, you know, not be sitting in a studio, but actually out in the field getting your hands dirty in some cases?
That is like my dream come true. I'm living the dream. I remember being in the canoe up north in Wisconsin and thinking, I can't believe I get paid to do this. This must be a joke. And I love nature. And I grew up in a very environmentally conscious family, like running around barefoot all the time. We had a farmette and I raised a bunch of animals and was playing in the dirt and we had a creek. And so to get to understand that a little bit more through the eyes of all these researchers and then to get to re-experience it often with these youth across the state has been really, really exciting. And then as I was biking around doing this silly thing and all these kids were really excited and we were making this episode, I was just so delighted that I could use different skills and all kinds of people could use totally different skills and things that they care about or are good at and use joy to help solve these real world problems that sometimes feel serious and overwhelming.
We'll leave it there. Ami, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And Kylie, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for helping us promote the show.
That was Ami Eckard-Lee and Kylie Kopp, who helped create a new PBS Wisconsin series called Field Notes on Climate. Now we turn to a young climate activist from Wisconsin. Aditi Mudaganti is a senior at Onalaska High School. She recently earned a National Earth Day Award for creating fast-growing mini forests in her community. Aditi, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, here we are, Earth Day time. What is it that's made the environment and climate change such a priority for you and made you want to tackle all these different efforts?
So Earth Day and climate change for me in general, it's such a bigger thing than one person. It's really a collective effort of everyone combined, which is something that I feel like unites us all as people, which is why the earth and the environment is so important to me. And Earth Day in particular is a reminder of how present climate change is already in people's lives in La Crosse and in the work that I've been a part of. So it shows up in real situations for students and families.
I want to talk about one of your projects, a mini forest at a local elementary school. You've got an award from the National Society of High School Scholars Foundation for an Earth Day scholarship. Tell us a little bit about this mini forest, what led up to it and what we see when we go there.
Yeah, so one of the biggest projects I worked on was creating La Crosse's first Miyawaki forest at a local environmental elementary school. And I did this through an international grant from Bloomberg Philanthropies and the La Crosse Youth Climate Action Fund. So essentially what a Miyawaki forest is it's a dense native forest planted in enriched soil and is designed to grow quickly while restoring biodiversity. So the planting day brought together volunteers from across the La Crosse community, and we were all working in intense heat and passing tools around and figuring out the method together. And it was really amazing to see everyone being involved and contributing. And now the space has become something that the students actively use every day and take care of. So they help grow it, maintain it, and it's really become an outdoor classroom for them. It's something that just keeps on giving back to the community. So it'll continue to be there and continue to grow for multiple years.
Now, a lot of people might think, hey, I want to do something good for the environment. And they might do that in their personal lives or get involved in a project. Not everybody thinks, hey, I'm going to fill out grant applications to do something good for the environment, right? What led you there to take that next step, find out what kind of support was out there and organize something instead of just sort of joining something that was already out there?
So I think there was a gap in the environmental education that was happening in my community. So I wanted to give that to students at local elementary schools. So I've actually done two grants through the La Crosse Youth Climate Action Fund. The first one I did was writing a sustainable technology children's book. And then the second one I did was The Forest. So I wanted to do this because when I was growing up, I never really had an opportunity to see something hands-on and have it be in an accessible format for me to learn. So I wanted students to have that for themselves, for them to see really what it's like and all the possibilities that are out there, because sustainable technology is sometimes something that students don't really know what it is. So I wanted them to learn about it and also have questions and what a future career or project that they can do also in this. So I really thought that having the grant support for that was really amazing for me to execute these types of projects. So seeing how the impact of all of these projects goes beyond myself and my work and into others' lives is really what inspires me to keep going and keep on taking initiatives in my community.
Aditi, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's Aditi Mudaganti, senior at Onalaska High School. She recently earned a National Earth Day Award for creating fast-growing mini forests in her community. Earlier, we heard from Ami Eckerd-Lee and Kylie Kamp with the new PBS Wisconsin series called Field Notes on Climate. And watch that at the PBS Wisconsin website.